One of the names headlining this year's Pro Football Hall of Fame nominees, I should say, not inductees yet. We'll see if they get inducted or not. But that's him, along with Marshawn Lynch, Eli Manning, some other names there as well. I got the full list here. Eli Manning's the only quarterback. A couple of running backs, Marshawn Lynch and Darren Sproles. It's going to be a tough one there. A Patriot and Jet, Demaryius Thomas, is a nominee this year. Don't think he'll get in, unfortunately. For tight ends, Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker. You got Ryan Khalil, Joe Staley, and Marshall Yanda on the offensive line. Keekly and Suggs at linebacker. Earl Thomas, Aqib Talib, Antoine Bethea, and Adam Vinatieri are all the first-timers here on this list. Some Patriots in there, guys who had stops with the Patriots, and one of them who was one of the greatest Patriots of all time, and Adam Vinatieri. What do you think of this list?
Underwhelming, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Adam Vinatieri, I think, is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I think he probably will get the nod the first try. Suggs, Earl Thomas, good players. I think Keekly might be the next best candidate in my mind on that list. Luke Keekly, Defensive Player of the Year, right?
I believe he was, yeah.
Pretty sure he won Defensive Player of the Year. Obviously, his career ended a little prematurely due to concussions and head injuries. All-time great from Boston College. So.
Luke Keekly, 7-time Pro Bowl, 5-time All-Pro, Defensive Player of the Year in 2012 and 2013.
Okay, put him in. He's
and
a Hall of Famer.
And the All-2010s team, yeah.
100%. All-decade team, 5-time All-Pro, you said?
Yes.
2-time Defensive Player of the Year? Mm-hmm. That's a Hall of Famer. He might be better than Adam.
Yeah,
those
maybe.
Two should go in. Okay, I got two. It can be up to five.
So those two... Sproles.
And of course, there's all the nominees.
Delanie Walker. I was like, wow.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, it's just I'm surprised to see him on the list. I wouldn't have thought of him.
Well, he's on the list until they take him off the list. They will at the first cutdown.
Antoine Bethea being the Colts Hall of Fame. I don't know about the
real
one.
Yeah, he's not a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
The big one there.
Cross
Aqib
him off.
Talib, he's been on.
Nope, cross him off.
Thomas, I like Thomas a lot.
Fine, cross him off.
Yeah, I'd cross him off too. Suggs, we talked about this.
I think
in the
he
crossover.
Is a tweener. So I think. Vinatieri gets in, Keekly gets in, Suggs is a tweener, Joe Staley I feel like is a candidate, but you also have to remember you have all the other, there's going to be the returning nominees
or whatever you call it.
There are 10 players from last year who were finalists last year who are under consideration.
Yeah.
Who are the 10 finalists from last year?
Antonio Gates, Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne, Willie Anderson, Jari Evans, Darren Woodson, Eric Allen, Rodney Harrison, Jared Allen, and Fred Taylor.
So it'd be kind of cool if Rodney Harrison and Vinatieri went
That's
in.
A much better list than this year's. Just looking at some of these names, like there are a lot more guys I think
the guys who didn't get in.
Yeah, but the guys who didn't get in.
But those aren't all from one year. Those are just
who are under consideration.
So this list gets pared down, and eventually it'll just be Vinatieri, Keekly, and whoever the good candidates. Mm-hmm. Terrell Suggs,
and Robert Kraft.
Well, if Schefter gets his way.
Right.
And I still don't know, is Belichick eligible? If he's sitting out this year and they
he
vote at the
He has to have sat
Super
out
Bowl.
The whole year.
Well, once he starts coaching the Cowboys, he won't be, right?
If he doesn't take a job, yeah, then he would be, right?
So, yeah, I feel like he would be because they vote in
But he's
February.
Not yet, so he's not now. He will be when they make the vote, but he's not part of this class because...
But I wonder when they start talking...
He'll be ready for next year if he doesn't get another job.
No, but this year is next year.
Yeah, but he can't be on this list because he hasn't been out of the league for a year.
He's not in the league this year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he couldn't be on this list because he hasn't been out of the league yet long enough.
So you really...
He can be on the next
list. So you don't think he's eligible to go in next July or August, whatever the weekend is.
In this group, no.
So you really need to sit out 2 years.
No.
Because you're sitting out this year, and then yet they won't put you in next summer.
So according to this ESPN article, when they talked about the new rule with the coaches getting in, that means 6-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick for the New England Patriots could receive his bronze bust and gold jacket in Canton, Ohio as soon as 2026.
Next year, right.
Next year. So it's basically 2 years. It's not really 1 year.
Yeah, they make you sit out 2 years.
Right. So it's not a year. So he couldn't be on this list. He can't get in this year.
They pork you.
Oh, yeah. That's really, really too bad. It's one thing that keep you out for 3 decades like Robert Kraft.
No, because
having to wait 2 years after you retire is not the end of the world.
What a way to screw the rest of the world than if this year Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Adam Vinatieri, and Rodney Harrison went in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and then Belichick comes back.
Well, yeah, and that would be less than ideal.
That would be funny.
It's happened. I'm pretty sure Gibbs was in the Hall of Fame when he came back, right?
I sure he was. Yeah,
when Fourier said he was a terrible coach.
Yeah. Not a fan of him.
Who prioritized like taking away their porn at the hotel over actually game planning and important things.
I wouldn't like that either. I don't think. 617-779-7937. Hands off our porn.
We're men. We can decide what we want to do.
That is.